Mr. President, thank you. On February 2nd, 2024, you addressed the Calvinist outrage when the Baal Gate controversy started, and you said they were acting whiny. You came to the conclusion that Calvinists online might be the theological version of effeminate. Your exact words? Leftists. And to Christian ears, that might sound paranoid. Tell us why you believe Calvinists behave like social justice warriors. How did you conclude that?
It is not that online Calvinists are effeminate leftists. I didn't say that. Are we having a talk show or a serious conversation?
Here's the quote. Thank you. It's a formidable serious talk.
If you don't mind, I will take only 30 seconds to give a short reference to history to give you a historical background.
Yes.
Aristobulus of Alexandria was active in Egypt around the 2nd century BC.
Please.
In his fragmentary works, which are quoted by Clement of Alexandria, he argues that God should not be conceived as the biblical language describes. Aristobulus argues that philosophy should be used to interpret the Bible, rather than reading the Bible the, quote, normal way. Alexandria produced an early Greek version of the Septuagint. In this version, the text sought to change the language about God to a more philosophical understanding. Instead of God being a man of war, God is now warlike. Instead of God being Yahweh, I will be what I will be, God is made into a Ha'on, the Platonic one. Clement of Alexandria, noticed this is all happening in Hellenized Greek Egypt, comes on the scene next. This is now the 2nd to 3rd century AD. Sometimes described as the first Neoplatonist philosopher, Clement teaches these Platonistic attributes. To Philo, God is being is in God. God is divine being, eternal and without beginning, incorporeal and illimitable, and the cause of what exists. Being is that which wholly subsists. Nature is the truth of things, or the inner reality of them. Pull up the Bible right now, you will not find equivalent statements about God. Sure, you might be able to find half a verse in some random context that, if you look at with squinted eyes, might be saying these things. But the Bible does not talk like this about God. After pages of attacking pagan philosophers, Clement writes, "Who can be his companion in finding God?" He adds, "Perhaps Plato." Origen of Alexandria picks up these claims. He is a direct disciple of Clement. Early in life, Origen was also the pupil of the famous Ammonius Saccas, who taught Porphyry, and perhaps the most famous Neoplatonist Plotinus. In Origen's conception of God, God was simple, incomposite being. He states that simple and holy intellectual nature can admit of no delay or hesitation in its movements or operations, lest the simplicity of the divine nature should appear to be circumscribed or in some degree hampered by such adjuncts, and lest that which is the beginning of all things should be found composite and differing. Notice again, the Bible does not speak in this fashion. These are Platonic categories. There is a good book you should read, The Influence of Origen on the Young Augustine. I assume you have already read The Christian Platonists of Alexandria by Bix. Very good books. But Plato's theories became widely accepted by the intellectual class even outside North Africa. In Milan, both Simplicianus and Ambrose were influenced by Philo, Origen and Plato. Both of them mentored a young Augustine. We are now in the 4th to 5th century AD. Augustine had early in life rejected Christianity. When he read the Bible, it seemed to teach absurdities about God. But in Milan, Simplicianus and Ambrose both told him to read the Bible in light of Platonism. Remember back to Aristobulus. This is what Philo taught, Clement taught, and Origen taught. Now it was being taught to the man who would become the most influential Christian of all time. Perhaps more influential than Jesus. Jesus, as one might point out, never talked about God in these categories that are now widely accepted. Augustine would adopt Platonic meditative trances to find out about God. In his Confessions, when he talks about finding out something in his mind's eye, this is pagan meditation. He found out, he writes, that God is purely abstract, incorporeal and simple. Augustine says, and I quote, "But having then read those books of the Platonists, I perceived what that was, which, through the darkness of my mind, I was not allowed to contemplate, assured that you were and were infinite, and yet not diffused in space finite or infinite, and that thou truly art, who art the same ever, varying neither in part nor motion." Platonism taught him about who God is. He admits it. It is right there in his confessions. His friends would praise his writings, saying they were full of Christ, of Plato, of Plotinus. This was a compliment at that time. In today's world, Christian Platonists, like these Calvinists, do as much as possible to distance themselves from Plato. But Augustine praises Platonists whenever they are mentioned. He even remarks that Platonists can give all true philosophy, but they are only lacking one thing. This is Christ. To Augustine, Christ was the divine Platonic spark that allows bodies to transcend into higher levels of existence. This was the Platonic ascent. Tucker, do you understand what is happening? The entire modern edifice of Christianity has been built on individuals who did not believe the Bible but were dyed-in-the-wool Platonists. John Calvin, a 16th-century reformer, claimed fidelity with Augustine's teaching. The Catholic Church holds Augustine as a saint. He is cited more than any other author in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Fast forward to the modern world. There is mental disconnect. You have all these Calvinists, which are really 3rd century Platonists. They walk around pretending like the Bible supports their theology. Now, any scholar can tell you that just is not true. So more and more, as the internet gives the masses more and more information, the masses can find in 3 clicks that Calvinism is 3rd century Platonism. The resources exist. Calvinism has to confront this ugly truth. They don't know how to do it. Like leftism, the theory was not built on truth, but on smoke and mirrors. As the mirrors shatter, they have to adopt the political tactics of the left. Shout down opposition. Call names. Try to make normal people afraid to look into the evidence. They harass and complain. If they are attacked, they play the victim. Anything not to see the man behind the curtain pulling the levers? No. Internet Calvinists are not modern leftists, but because of the internal structure, they share battle strategies. Shall we end here, or is there anything else?
No, I think that's great.
Спасибо.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Спасибо большое.